I hope that we're also gathering information and data for, to support decision-making for the other categories.
Yes.
And it would be nice to have that start to be reported at some point.
How closely matched can we make Banner, well, I'm assuming that this is all part of Banner, which is our academic warning system? Because, yeah, it is, so is it?
Let me just speak to that for a minute.
We're in the process of reviewing a program called Signals, which is a notification, a two-way notification system that will allow students to understand. It's called Signals because it has a signal light that is displayed to a student. So if you get a green light, you're great. If you're yellow, that's a cautionary indication that you need to change something about the way that you're approaching that class. And if you have red, then that means that you're definitely in trouble in that class. But what it does is it allows faculty members to develop strategies for students to help them improve their coursework and bring up their grades. And so students can receive notice of deficiencies as early as the second week in a class. And that happens for all students, irrespective of your status as first-time, full-time, or freshman, junior, whatever. It's a means for being able to help students identify what it is that they need to do. Now, separate and apart from that, we are currently engaged in a process where for all students they are given academic warning at about four-week intervals, or the faculty members are bringing academic warning, which is the process that Dr. Green and others are using to determine and identify students. So there's a lot of stuff that's happening sort of behind the scenes that's not easy to see. We will also be implementing a system based on technology that we acquired from Informatica Corporation, which will allow faculty and staff members direct access to all of the data that's in Banner. And we expect that to be up in the academic year 2010, so that there are lots of programs and processes that are ongoing to give better information to both faculty and students with respect to academic progress.
Are there any additional public or employee comments? In which case, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn the meeting at 9:17 a.m.
Second.
Charter school.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee James?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
We are adjourned. And the finance committee, I think, will is scheduled to start in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.